And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie back with Dr. Joel Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, that number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234. You have a great staff behind you, Doc.
Very proud of them. They're family, and they are dedicated to helping people. That's their principle,
yep.
To help people.
They really care. They really care. And so do you, and that's what's so important about this.
Thank you.
Let's go to the phones. They're lining up for you. We're going to Roxanne in Texas. Well, she's not ready. Let's go to Sean in Louisiana. Welcome, Sean. Hi there.
Hello, sir. How are you doing, Matt?
Great.
I was wondering two things. Systemic candida overgrowth, how would you get rid of that? And then in Genesis, they were given a plant-based diet. Are we, the milk and honey, is that inorganic minerals, or is that somehow changed?
It's ground up rocks.
What was it, Doc?
It's ground up rocks.
Is that any good?
Well, yeah, that's the thing that made people live to be 900 years old back in the Bible days.
If those were real years. What about candida?
Okay, the candida, you've got to get rid of all the bad stuff. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat barley oats, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. Even the carbonated water, you got to go, and diet drinks, no carbonation. Then, per 100 pounds of body weight, he needs one healthy brain and heart pack per month per 100 pounds of body weight. Again, per 100 pounds of body weight, he needs one of the MSM bottle per month. If he weighs 150 pounds, it would be two bottles of MSM to help rebuild skin and intestines and all that kind of stuff. And then you want him to make sure he's getting the colloidal silver. The colloidal silver, there's no alcohol in it. You can put it in open wounds, but he can take two droppers full under his tongue, one dropper full under the right side, and second dropper full under the left side under his tongue. And before he pulls the dropper out of his mouth, it'll be absorbed right through the oral tissue, almost like intravenous.
That fast, huh?
Yeah, that fast. And under the tongue, 5 minutes before breakfast, 5 minutes before lunch, 5 minutes before dinner time, and 5 minutes before bedtime. And it will kill all the fungus and yeast and bacteria and viruses. Penicillin only kills Streptococcus and Staphylococcus. It doesn't kill any viruses or yeast or anything like that, where the colloidal silver kills everything.
Let's go to Tom, Big Island in Hawaii. Welcome to the show. Hey, Thomas, go ahead.
Waiting for the rain. We have a tropical storm that's sitting right off the coast.
Whoa, so, here it comes.
Yeah. Anyhow, I'm a veteran of the first Gulf War.
Thank you, by the way.
Yes, sir. Thank you for your service also.
Thanks.
And I spent 10 and a half years in the Marine Corps, and I don't know if you're familiar with the ground poisoning, the wells on Lejeune. I was there, and we were one of the most forward units I was a 3rd Battalion, 3rd Marine, so we were right south of Kafji when Saddam set off all the oil field fires. There were like 750 wells that he set off. So during our time there from around December to March, we were actually in the oil fields themselves at one point. So since then, I've had a bladder and prostate cancer. If you're familiar, last year, President Biden signed off on the PACT Act.
Mm-hmm.
So if I am experiencing something like this because I was exposed to deadly toxins, what would you recommend? And then there's other health symptoms I've had. Like my ligaments snap so easy, although I exercise all the time. I exercise all the time.
Okay. Well, let's go from there. That's a lot of stuff. First thing you have to do is get rid of all the bad stuff. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, no barley, rye, oats, no buckwheat, no sugar, no carbonated drinks, even the diet drinks and carbonated water need to go. And then how much do you weigh, sir?
I'm 60 years old. I'm 5'9", and 174.
Not bad, Doc. Not bad.
Not bad. So I need you to have two healthy brain and heart packs a month, a full dose of everything twice a day. That's going to support your immune system. I want you to get two bottles a month of our MSM so you can take three at breakfast, three at lunch, three at dinner time, and they're going to support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between vertebrae, bone rings, bone itself, including skin and all this other stuff where you're having trouble with tendons and ligaments and stuff. To support your immune system, okay, we want you to have, let's see here, Oxybody, it's oxygen. We want you to have that more oxygen. So go ahead and take an ounce. I take an ounce of that at breakfast and take an ounce of that at dinner time to support the immune system, more oxygen. Okay, and also we want you to have the collagen peptides. Go ahead and take a scoop of that with breakfast drink. Scoop of that with an evening drink. That's also going to support the immune system. All right, and when it comes to the don't take anything that's going to make your prostate grow. If you have a history of prostate cancer, you don't want to make it grow. You don't want that. So just take the essential nutrients we've laid out. That'll support your immune system. Okay? And so let's go there. And then, you know, call us on the George Show every couple of weeks or month, or you're going to be in contact with our people. They'll be taking your order and giving you information on how to contact us. So you can contact whichever person you get attached to. They're health coaches. They're certified health coaches. They know what they're doing. And so you're going to be in good hands. And since you're a Marine, I retired as a lieutenant colonel in the Air Force. I wasn't a Marine, but we love you guys, and we really appreciate all you do.
Love them all. And, Doc, tell folks how they can get a wholesale price on some of these items.
Okay. Well, if you become a member, okay, I don't know. I don't even know what it is. It's probably like $50 a year or something like that. You get the wholesale prices, okay? And if you get an auto ship, I will pay the shipping. I will pay the shipping. And it's good because these quarts of liquid are very expensive to ship. They're heavy. And I'll pay the shipping if you get an auto ship. And we're in 80 countries. We're in 80 countries right now. We're working with another
organization. And growing.
Oh, yeah. We are working with another organization that's bringing in 38 new countries. So it'll be like 118 countries we're going to be in here within a couple of weeks.
All that through the criticalhealthnews.com website, folks.
Of course.
There it is. Tom, text and tweet for Doc. What do you have?
Hey, Doc, this is from Jade in West Palm Beach, Florida. She says, that's not my real name, and you'll know why, but I am having trouble with bad breath. Can you help? I don't mean to laugh.
Okay. Well, basically, you know, when you have bad breath, there's all kinds of possible reasons. It could be stuff going on down in your stomach, okay?
Bad teeth, gums?
Yeah, it could be gums that are retracting, and you've got infections around the gums and all that kind of stuff. And so it's one of those things where, again, you need to get rid of all the bad foods, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, barley, rye, oats, no buckwheat, no sugar, no carbonated drinks, even the diet drinks and carbonated water need to go. And then per 100 pounds of body weight, you need one Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, and the MSM, one bottle a month, three twice a day for 100 pounds of body weight. And then also the collagen peptides, a scoop of that twice a day in your drinking water, or your tea or whatever you're drinking. That's going to help you with your immune system, okay? And so let's go there. And again, colloidal silver, you can do a mouthwash with colloidal silver. And that will kill yeast, bacteria, fungus, bacteria, viruses, all kinds of stuff. And there's no alcohol in it. So even if you have an open wound inside your mouth, it won't burn or sting because there's no alcohol in there. But it will deal with, you know, a good, healthy breath. Of course, we have great toothpaste and that kind of stuff, which you should probably be using too, okay?
I think the service you provide, Doc, and Ben Fuchs and your team is just remarkable. I mean,
yeah, well, they're all great. And, of course, they're motivated by wanting to help people. And just kind of like you, when you ask me, well, why did I go from being a veterinarian to humans? Because I was realizing that animals were getting treated better than humans because we were preventing and reversing disease in animals with all these nutritional formulas, and humans were just getting drugs to relieve the symptoms. Two different principles, okay? So I started treating people like dogs, and they got better.
I love that. Let's go to Jeremy in North Dakota. Welcome to the show. Hello, Jeremy. You got a birthday coming up pretty soon.
Yep. My birthday is August 9th. But
couple weeks.
19 years.
How old are you going to be, Jeremy?
19 years. I'm going to be 48. Okay. But 19 years, 7 months, and 11 days ago, I was driving my Kia Rio up an icy hill. A Ford pickup started sliding down the hill at me. The Ford flew clear across my lane, hit my Kia Rio head on my shoulder at about 25 miles an hour. I was immediately in a coma for 2.5 months. When I woke up from the coma, they told me I broke both femurs, shattered both kneecaps, broke foot, almost got my left pinky cut off, and injured my little brain. for me was that I was going to be a human vegetable for the rest of my life, and I had a truncated lifespan of only 32. But I'm going to be 48 on August 9th.
And what's your question, Jeremy?
Yeah, you beat their prediction. So yeah, and so are you bedridden?
Only for about 6 weeks after I woke up from a coma.
He's up in Adam.
Are you using a wheelchair now or a walker?
I'm using a four-wheeled walker.
Okay. All right. And so, do you have any other issues? Do you have any ringing in your ears, or do you have any dizziness?
Nope. I even think my hearing is better than it was before the accident because I can hear people when they're whispering across the room.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So, you weigh, 150 pounds, you say?
What?
How much do you weigh?
I weigh 290 pounds.
290, almost 300 pounds. Okay. So, you need to get rid of all the bad foods. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat, bran, rye, oats, no sugar, no buckwheat, no carbonated drinks. Even the diet drinks got to go, and also carbonated water. And then, finances are not a problem. You need 3 healthy brain and heart packs per month, a full dose of breakfast, lunch, and dinner. If finances are a problem, I wouldn't go any lower than 2, and then you'd have a full dose of everything at breakfast, full dose of everything at dinner time. I would also take a minimum of 2 bottles a month of our MSM, so you can take 3 at breakfast, 3 at lunch, 3 at dinner time. They're going to help regrow cartilage and ligaments and tendons and connective tissue, including tendons and ligaments, skin, that kind of stuff. You need to, let's see here. I would also, do you have anything going on with memory or thinking or anything like that?
No, I don't. I have a question about the processed foods. Is going to the grocery deli and having them slice smoked turkey, is that processed or not?
Okay, you're talking about smoked turkey? No, smoked turkey is fine. Smoked turkey is fine.
One of the few things you can get, right?
Yeah, from a deli. And so, but basically, you need more than that. And so that's why you need all these nutrients, okay? And we're stacking things to help you rebuild bone and cartilage and ligaments and tendons and connective tissue. And do you have any diabetes or high blood pressure?
No, I don't. But what I think I need to work on the most is regaining my balance.
Okay. Yeah, so this will help you because it'll rebuild your skull. It'll rebuild your skull, take the pressure off the 10th cranial nerve, which can mess around with your balance. Also, the 8th cranial nerve mess around with your balance. And so that's something that we're going to be able to help you with quite well.
You imagine, Doc, the progress he would have had he started this 19 years ago?
Oh, yeah. And it's not too late. We get people that have been
injured
for 25, 30, 40 years, and then in 90 days they're like they're 18 years old again.
Yeah, it's
and
never
so
too late.
So you expect to see benefit and do contact us, you know, every couple of weeks through George's team, and we'll make sure that we're, you know, respond and adjust and tweak things. We know what you want, and so we can help you get there.
We're going to take a few more calls and some more after the half. Those of you on hold, just hang there. Robert in Mississippi, first-time caller. Thanks for calling, Robert. Go ahead.
Hey, Doc. Hey, Joe. How y'all doing?
Good, Robert. How can we help you?
Doc, I got eye issues going on. I had intracranial hypertension. They ended up putting a shunt in and got the fluid out, but my octonerves were swollen from the fluid.
Okay.
But the fluid is gone.
Okay. Do you have anything else going on? Do you have any ringing in your ears? Any tinnitus or ringing in your ears?
Left ear.
Okay. Do you have any balance problems? Like, you have to hold on to something to move from one end of the house to the other?
No.
Okay. How many times do you wake up at night to urinate? 1, 3 times, 5 times?
None.
Okay. So you don't wake up at night to urinate?
No.
Okay, good.
They said my octonerve was kind of pale, so I'm seeing, like, shadows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, again, the skull could be squeezing the optic nerve and the optic artery and the optic vein. And so, and how much do you weigh again?
258, 220.
Okay. So once you get rid of all the bad foods, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat, brown rice, no sugar, no buckwheat, no carbonated drinks, even the diet drinks, and the carbonated water need to go. And then two-something, I'd have you take at least 2 healthy brain and heart packs a month, full dose, I think, twice a day. You need 2 bottles a month of the MSM, so you can take 3 at breakfast, 3 at lunch, 3 at dinner time. They're going to help rebuild cartilage and ligaments and tendons and connective tissue and bone, including the skull, okay, because you got pressure. We have macular degeneration and problems with pressure on your optic nerves and things like that. That's osteoporosis of the skull, squeezing that optic nerve and optic artery and optic vein, but that's all reversible.
What are those supplements you have for the eyes, Doc?
We do have Ocutive.
Yeah, that's it.
Ocutive. And he could take 3 of those twice a day. They're small bottles, so he needs to take 2 bottles a month. The Ocutive, take 3 of those twice a day. We also have Vision FX. He could take 3 of those twice a day. And also, I'd have him take our Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. They're going to support healthy blood flow through blocked arteries, even the optic artery to the eye, and also support healthy blood pressure. And so that's the healthy brain and heart pack, okay?
Can the body repair itself pretty quickly?
Oh, yes. We're talking reasonably, you can expect in two to 6 weeks to repair major damage. I get people who are really serious diabetics for 30 years. We get people who were on high blood pressure medication and dialysis, kidney dialysis, for 10 years. They're getting dialysis 6 days a week, and we put them on our program, and in 2 weeks' time, they start urinating for the first time in 10 years, and so they cut the dialysis down from 6 days a week to 3 days a week, and in 2 more weeks, they didn't even dialysis anymore after that. And so we see this stuff all the time. We get people with every kind of injury and disease you can think of. You give the body what it needs to repair itself, not to relieve symptoms, but give the body what it needs to repair itself. That's two totally different subjects. Relieving symptoms is totally different than repair.
Doc Wallach with us from CriticalHealthNews.com. And again, the number you need to call if you miss anything, Robert, take this number down, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. Doc Wallach appears every 6 weeks with us, along with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. They rotate every 3 weeks apiece, and they just provide a great, great service to people. And I got to tell you, Doc,
when
I'm at a live event, and people come up to me thanking me for you and pharmacist Ben and the things you've done to help people.
Thank you for that feedback.
It's tear-jerking. It really is emotional.
Yes. You know, when the doctors say, you know, you're going to have to live with us for the rest of your life and you can, you know, expect to die younger than you would, and we give them an additional 50 years and all their problems go away, when the doctors said that's impossible.
Well, you remember the story about the guy who gave his doctor a bill and he said that you've got only a week to live. And the guy said, Doc, I can't pay this bill within a week. He says, well, we'll give you 4 more weeks to live. We're going to come back in a moment with final calls with Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. That's the website. Write it down. Go to it often. Put it. Download the app, too. The app is free. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie, our final segment with Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. And here's our final text and tweet of the night for you, Doc. What do you have, Tom?
Hey, Doc, Dave in Omaha, Nebraska says, does the doctor have suggestions to help me with my substance abuse?
That's an interesting one. Doc, what do you think?
Substance abuse, we're talking about drugs?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. Well, if you give the body what it needs, it won't crave the drugs so much, okay? And so if he really wants to get off the drugs, he's got to get rid of all the bad stuff. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no buckwheat, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. Even the diet drinks got to go, and also the carbonated water. Then per 100 pounds of body weight, he needs 1 healthy brain and heart pack per month. If he weighs 110 pounds, it would be 1 healthy brain and heart pack per month, a half a dose of everything twice a day. He weighs 135, 150 pounds or more. He needs 2 healthy brain and heart packs a month, a full dose of everything twice a day, 2 bottles a month of the MSM, so he can take 3 at breakfast, 3 at lunch, 3 at dinner time. That's going to support the immune system, the bone marrow, all of the bones and ligaments and tendons, connective tissue, including the skin and so forth. And then, let's see here. I like the Rebound. Anytime they crave the drugs, okay, whether it's, you know, smoking pot or something like that, or intravenous stuff, every time they they crave the drugs, they should actually take a dose of the Rebound. It has 100 nutrients in it.
And, Doc, is a craving mental, physical, or both?
It's a biochemical thing. You're being driven to look for the stuff. Okay? Those cravings are caused by a biochemical reaction.
And you have to satisfy it or you go nuts, right?
That's right. And so otherwise you go crazy. Or, you know, that's when people do crazy things. When they're addicted to drugs and they can't get them, that's when they start doing robberies and beat people up and all kinds of stuff trying to find
enough.
Or worse. Okay, and so it's one of those things where you have to give the body what it needs, and then you give it more than what it needs, and that's where the Rebound comes in, because our sports drink has 100 nutrients in it. I only weigh 142 pounds, and I'll take two doses a day. If I'm going to be really working out in the sun and the summer here in California, I'll drink three doses a day of the Rebound. There's 100 nutrients in it. The cans are carbonated, so I pop the tops on two of them the night before I'm going to drink them, put them in the refrigerator. They're flat in the mornings. So there's no carbonation in them, okay? But we do have the sticks. We have the canisters. I carry the sticks with me, so you just tear the top off, put them in a bottle of water. There's no carbonation in them, but it does have the 100 nutrients in it. And so people who are addicted do have those kinds of problems. If they keep pouring the nutrition into themselves, it won't be long, and I always say, give me 90 days, and they will see a dramatic improvement.
Doc, what do you recommend for people to hydrate during this very hot period we have right now?
Well, again, I go with the Rebound or sports drink. It's good for overheating, sweating, exercise. You need more nutrients to defend yourself when you're working hard out in the sun.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was rushed to the hospital for hydration issues.
Yeah. And so, you know, these are the sort of things that, you know, they think that if they eat well, they're going to get everything they need. And, of course, that's not true, because the soil that the food is growing in is only getting usually a commercial fertilizer, NPK, so they're not getting everything they need from, you know, what would you look at, very high-quality food. You go out to a restaurant, you'll spend $100 for a dinner that the Prime Minister's eating, okay, but he's not getting everything he needs because they're getting the plants. He's probably eating gluten, eating bread from England. Oh, gosh.
Not enough
of bread
liquids.
And spaghetti.
And he's not hydrating.
That's right.
Let's go to the phones again. Roxanne in Texas, welcome to the show. Hey, Roxanne.
Hi, thank you.
Sure thing. How can we help you?
Okay, first-time caller. And long-time listener.
Thank you.
I am so blessed that Dr. Wallach is on tonight. The situation is with my mother. She is going to be 80 years old next week.
Okay, well, I'm 84, so I know how she thinks.
So she developed this last October, I want to say, that, that's when she actually started speaking out about it. She is hearing the next-door neighbor, and the neighbor is out to get her. He is trying to destroy her and my father.
She thinks this, or it's really happening?
She thinks this.
Okay.
She thinks this is really happening.
Okay. She got paranoia. Okay. Is she seeing a psychiatrist or anything like that?
No. Other than that, she is perfectly on her P's and Q's.
Okay. So is she taking supplements?
Yes. She's taking the red and green capsules. Without saying the name, you know what I'm talking about.
When did this start for her, Roxanne? What created this?
You know, I don't know. It's not in the family lineage as far as dementia goes, but that's what the symptoms are like. She had an MRI done in April.
Has she tried talking to the neighbor?
Yes.
And is he kind to her?
Yes. He is. There is no issue there. They don't even know them.
Okay. Well, we only have a few moments here, so let me jump on this. How much does she weigh?
She weighs probably about 150 pounds.
Okay. Well, she needs to get rid of all the bad foods, including her husband and everybody else living in the house. Needs to be off all the bad foods.
Well, you're not. You don't want her to get rid of her husband.
No. Just the bad foods, not the consumer of the bad foods.
62 years of marriage, I don't think so.
Okay.
Although he might have something different to say about that.
Okay. Well, Well, she needs to take two of the Healthy Brain and Heart packs a month, full dose, I think, twice a day. 2 bottles a month of the MSM, so you can take three at breakfast, three at lunch, three at dinner time. That's going to help deal with bones, and including her skull. Okay. Does she ever complain about getting up at night to urinate 2, 3, 4, 5 times?
She wakes up with the conversations that she's hearing him.
Okay.
She doesn't sleep well at all.
Okay, but she doesn't say anything about urination?
No, her urination is fine. She'll get up a couple times.
She seems like she's got acute paranoia, Doc.
Yeah, exactly. So, get rid of all the bad stuff. Then I want her to have the Synaptive. She needs 2 bottles a month of our Synaptive so the brain cells can talk to each other. They can talk to the spinal cord, and the spinal cord can talk to the brain. And so she can take three of those Synaptive twice a day. That'll be 2 bottles a month. I also want her to have her I-26. I like the chewables. They're soft, mushy chewables. They're not crunchy, powdery chewables. And I want her to have 2-3 times a day, 2 at breakfast, 2 at lunch, 2 at dinner time. And these I-26 will help rebuild the brain because she has something going on there. She's, you know, probably losing the myelin. She's demyelinating in her brain, okay, especially if she's trying to stay away from cholesterol and staying away from the bad, staying away from those kind of things. But cholesterol is very important to the brain. Okay, it makes up 25 to 50% of the brain, depending on what part of the brain you're looking at. Okay, so she needs those chewables from the I-26, and that's going to help her rebuild the white matter of the brain. That's very, very important. And it wouldn't hurt for her also take the Memory FX, because that also has nutrients that are very, very necessary for brain function. And I do want her to eat 3 eggs twice a day. I'll eat 3 eggs twice a day, soft scrambled and butter. Okay, that's going to help her, again, rebuild the white matter, the myelin in the brain. So if she has this paranoia, she might have a little bit of Alzheimer's. She may have some things going on with Parkinson's. Does she have any tremors or anything like that?
No.
Okay, good. All right, but let her eat those 3 eggs twice a day, soft scrambling butter, not margarine, and then contact us every couple of weeks because this can turn around pretty fast in a positive way.
Let's take a few more calls, Doc, and we're out of time. Let's go next to George in Los Angeles. Welcome to the show. Hey, George.
Hey, George. I asked for a blessing from the sky, and I got it, believe it or not. You guys.
Thank you, sir.
Anyways,
thank you.
My doctor has said my approach to the urine is getting worse, and I don't know if it's because I'm diabetic. And
okay, I miss that. What is getting worse?
Protein in the urine.
Okay. What about your blood sugar?
How high is your blood sugar, George?
It's up and down.
Okay. All right. How much do you weigh, sir?
I weigh 220.
Okay. Do you have any other issues? Any high blood pressure? Are you on dialysis? Anything like that?
No. I have no high blood pressure. And you know what? That's the thing. When I went to the doctor, he put me on high blood pressure pills, and I don't have high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Why would he do that,
Doc? I don't understand.
Well, he's got a kid in college, and tuition is due.
Probably.
Doc, you're tough.
Last time I was there, he got mad at me because I told him, he tried to put me on cholesterol pills. I go, I ain't taking that.
Yeah.
And then he got mad at me.
A statin.
Okay, well, yeah. Basically, again, what you want to do here is go ahead and you want to, again, the Synaptive. Go ahead and take our Synaptive. Take three of those twice a day. It'll help the brain cells talk to each other. It'll help you with your body thinking it needs more sugar or something like that. And a lot of times, do you ever get drowsy after you eat? Do you ever get drowsy after you eat?
No.
Okay. How many times you wake up at night to urinate? 1, 3 times, none?
Oh, like 5 times.
Okay, yeah. You have osteoporosis of the skull.
That's a lot, Doc.
Yeah, that's osteoporosis of the skull squeezing the spinal cord, and your spinal cord is telling your urinary bladder to urinate. You need to get a hold of my book and the CD. It's all in your head, and there's a whole section on there about what you have, okay? And this is osteoporosis of the skull, and you probably have other issues, osteoporosis of the skull. Do you have any trouble swallowing? Has your voice changed?
No, everything's fine.
Okay. Well, everything's not fine if you're getting up 3, 4, 5 times a night to urinate because the skull is squeezing the spinal cord. The hole that the spinal cord comes through in the skull, which should be the diameter of a quarter, when you get this issue, that hole gets to be the size of a dime, and the skull is squeezing that spinal cord, okay, and that's why you're having these problems, okay? But it's all reversible, and you get on this program, and again, 3 of the MSM twice a day, or 3 times a day, excuse me, 3 times a day, and the collagen peptides. I'd get 2 of those little canisters and take a scoop of your breakfast drink, scoop of your evening drink. And it's one of those things where if you do have a sugar problem, if you do get drowsy an hour or two after you eat, that's reactive hypoglycemia, so we do have what we call sweeties. You can take 3 of those twice a day. That'll help you manage blood sugar so you're not having blood sugar going up and down, which can cause you to be sleepy and all that kind of stuff. Okay? So let's go there and contact us on a regular basis because I literally see hundreds of patients literally a day in 80 countries that have similar problems. What you have is very common and easily reversed.
You still doing the Friday show?
The Friday show?
Yeah. You're still doing that?
Well, yeah.
How do people see you? How can people see it, Doc?
Oh, okay. They can contact us through, let's see here, what would I have them do? Oh, contact us, and we'll give them times and phone numbers, but drjwallach.com, www.drjwallach.com, and we do have Friday is a very busy day for us. Daily with Doc is a Zoom from noon to 1 Pacific time. Daily with Doc, and then we have Let's Play Doctor from noon to 1. So, but contact us at www.drjwallach.com. It's free, and you get all the phone numbers and times and everything.
Let's go to another call. Let us go to Roberta in Tucson, Arizona, real fast, Doc. Hi, Roberta.
Hi. Can you tell me, does amaranth and spelt have gluten in them?
And what is that?
Amaranth or spelt.
What are those?
They're grains.
Grains. Doc, have you heard of those?
I've heard of them. I'd have to look it up, and I apologize off the top of my head. Anything that's a grain, you have to be highly suspicious of it. The only grain, when you look at the people who live the longest, it's the Asians. Why? Because they live on rice. They don't eat wheat, bran, or annos. Even their beer is made from rice. Okay, and so you can ask Siri. You can go to a. In fact, I can ask Siri. No, I think I turned my phone off. Hey Siri.
Uh-huh.
Is there any gluten in spelt or amaranth?
Here's an answer from Wikipedia. Amaranth does not contain gluten.
There you go.
How about that? Isn't technology something else, Doc?
It's beautiful.
We're wrapping things up, Doc. What's your next assignment? What are you, any conventions or meetings or anything like that coming up?
We do have events coming up. And, of course, we'll send you that, okay? We'll send you all the events coming up. And it's all going around, all the stuff we're doing with the Parkinson's disease and Alzheimer's disease and MS and FTD and Lou Gehrig's disease and that kind of stuff. There's big stuff coming up. Of course, we got that flip chart. It's going to be a big thing because people will be able to take it, and there's color pictures of me with famous people. I need to get a picture with you, okay? But famous people that had diseases that I helped them get rid of, and so people will be able to use these flip charts, in somebody's home with 8 or 10 people sitting around a table and so forth, and they're going to be given the same lecture that I give, and so it's going to really be good.
Doc, we'll talk to you in 6 weeks, my friend.
Well, God bless you, sir. You're what should I say? You're a blessing. You're an angel. We cannot thank you enough for all the great things you and Tom and all your other people do. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. That is the website to go to. The toll-free number, 1-855-949-7234. Up next, psychic medium Laura Lee joins us on Coast to Coast AM.